Food for thought.
Oh, with all the problems that face this great and highly emergent nation, it seems odd to us there should be just one topic of conversation.
There are thousands of little booklets on all your bookstore shelves explaining how God will not help those who too often help themselves. Cheese and crackers is 120.
Coffee, nut.
Milk is plenty.
Melon, 50.
No, it's 40.
Apple pie.
It says too naughty. Diet. Everyone should try it, faithfully apply it, and build a great society. Old good Americans, before they leave their prams, are counting calories or carbohydrate grams. Diet for the drinking man, the working man, the thinking man. Every man a shrinking man, and woman too, of course. Diet on the Air Force plan,
the Army plan,
the Navy plan. If you send a postcard, there's a plan that every Coast Guard will endorse. Diet,
and never modify it.
How can you deny it, or say it lacks variety? Half a cup of parsley and some sunflower seeds contain all the nutrients the human body needs. Everybody's dieting, isn't it exciting to lose a bit of weight? It's a new morality in each locality. Reach for immortality and push away your plate.
And the secret is, think whitefish. You can gorge until it hurts, but just one piece of shortcake and you'll get your just dessert.
You know, I had a greedy parrot whose life, it seems, was fated. It fell into the butter. Now it's polysaturated.
Did you know that vitamins A, B, C, and D are poison if you bite them in sufficient quantity?
Vitamins are poison now. I wish they'd make their minds up. I lived a year on orange juice, thought I was doing well. And now they tell me orange juice is fattening us.
Diet!
Away with all those little chops you breakfast, dine, and sup with. We're fed right up with diets, and that's all we are fed up with. If you must be on a diet, kindly keep it quiet, or there's going to be an anti-protein march. We'll all start a riot, waving banners, down with diet. Give us fat, give us sugar, give us starch, give us starch, give us starch. Why are the people shouting?
Well, the people want bread, my gay lord.
Tell them not to eat cake.
Seems a shame to be on a diet with all these marvellous things to eat you have over here that we don't have in England, like English muffins.
Our next is a subject very dear to our hearts, particularly to Donald's, I think.